Mike, we got one heck of a lesson today, day two of the draft, on something called fitting yourself to the pick. Everybody is doing it. Go back to the first round. The Vikings traded back to get Cordero Patterson. And how many trades we had where teams had targeted players, but they weren't going to take them unless they moved to where the player fit. And that's exactly what Ted Thompson showed us today.
Yep.
All this trading, he was not comfortable picking the players he has targeted, guys who obviously address needs. And you can call that need picking, except he's going to make sure he's picking from the top of his board when he does it. So if you don't understand the concept, look closely at what Ted Thompson did today. He is moving to where the players fit because he's got a salary cap that he's got to take care of. And you cannot afford to overpay and waste salary cap space.
Right. And now the picks, the Packers have accumulated 10 picks for Saturday, the third round of the draft.
We're going to be busy tomorrow, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy day. But let's talk about the one player the Packers did pick on Friday, which was running back Eddie Lacy. Now, you thought the Packers might have to trade up to get him. It turned out at 55... the Packers actually traded back six spots to 61, and Eddie Lacy was still there.
Fourth running back selected, right?
Correct.
I think he's better than all the other guys. But he had that hamstring injury that kept him from working out at the combine, kept him from working out at the pro day. And, you know, most of these GMs and scouts are just, they're, you know, doubting Thomases. They want to put their fingers in the nail holes. They want to know what kind of condition a guy is when they draft him. The Packers were satisfied by what they saw of Eddie Lacy when it counted in the games.
Yeah.
And to me, this is a huge pick, and here's why it's a huge pick. This team just didn't need a guy who was going to gain yards on the ground. They needed a guy who was going to drag that eighth defender down into the box to get away from that cover two, that two deep stuff that was taking away the deep ball all last year. And Eddie Lacy is the guy to do that and also convert the short yardage plays and goal line plays.
Right. There's two numbers about Eddie Lacy that stick out to me. The first one is 230 pounds. The second one is 6.77. That was Eddie Lacy's average yards per carry for his three-year career at Alabama. This is against the Southeastern Conference, the best conference in the land. 6.77 yards per carry over 3 years. That sounds like a guy who can pick up third and one.
Okay, look at it this way. What's the little dig that the Packers are getting, right, have been getting here since the San Francisco game, maybe since the previous year, that they're soft, all right?
Yeah.
Nobody calls Alabama soft, huh?
Eddie Lacy might bring a little different attitude here.
Eddie Lacy, folks, will fix that, I hope.